This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're back here at the Hearthstone Healing Event. I always say Hearthstone. I don't know, but it's really the Hearth Light. But there's a rock and roll that happens here. We bring the power to heal back to you wherever we are, and I'm doing that right now with a new friend here, Dr. Tim O'Shea. He's got a fourth edition of his book, Vaccination
No.
Is Not... No?
Yes, it's the fourth. It's actually the 15th edition of this book.
What? The 15th edition?
I changed the title four editions ago.
It says Vaccination Is Not Immunization.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
The original book was called The Sanctity of Human Blood, Vaccination Is Not Immunization.
Whoa,
but people thinking it was religious.
Right, right.
So I dropped it.
But I like the thought. I mean, you know, if you talk about sanctity and why would you violate the purity, the beauty, you know, by injecting toxic poisons into this. And as a homeopath, of course, I've been speaking out about these vaccines and how that it is not necessarily granting you any immunity. In fact, it's doing the opposite. But our allopathic friends out there, the people that still worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, maybe they still haven't gotten the memo.
Do you think so?
I don't know. What do you think? I think we're making some headway, though.
Little by little, it's like pushing against the ocean, but we are making headway.
Yeah, well, I think I used to call vaccination like the third rail of medical politics because it was the thing you couldn't question, right?
Yeah.
You can talk about drug dangers and all of that, but man, don't even touch the vaccine issue.
Mm-hmm.
And now in the last year plus with the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson and the movie Vaxxed and Andrew Wakefield and everybody coming out and doing this, it's really brought a lot more people to the fold to recognize at the very least that they are not safe. At the very least that they're not safe.
Right. It's getting harder and harder to cover up. But my opinion is the biggest problem is that the scientific dialogue is something that is being marginalized, pushed to the side. They know they can't win the scientific debate. So in order to remove that item from the public mind, they've just said, okay, we're not even going to discuss, we're not going to debate whether or not they're scientific.
Right.
We're just going to repeat the mantra over and over again. We have the science. We have vaccines are safe, effective, and necessary.
And the science is settled.
Yes.
Even Hillary Clinton said that. Did you hear her say that?
So did Obama.
Oh, yeah.
They always say that.
And, you know, and
that's
said,
the mantra.
Now, even though, again, we're in talk radio, I'm in talk radio, so we get controversial. And I don't get controversial for the sake of it, but we can't shy away from controversy. And when I talk politics, I say, if you're not weighing out their position on forced or mandatory vaccination, you know, you don't have what's really important. Because we know that the globalists will violate the sovereignty of other nations by invading them. But they'll violate your personal sovereignty. And as you said, that word sanctity of your child, much less your body, because they're going after adults. They want to mandate vaccines for adults. They don't want to stop with children. This is a multi-billion to multi-trillion dollar industry. The more they can mandate and the more they can be relieved of any liability should their products harm or kill based on the CDC vaccine schedule.
But the biggest, you're right, but the biggest question today, Robert, in my opinion, is this. Who has jurisdiction over the blood of children? The parents or the state? Who has jurisdiction over the blood of our children?
Who owns your child? I know this is a big question, too. And when somebody says it takes a village like Hillary, let's just be straight up. I don't care what your politics are. You look at that woman, she thinks she owns your child. She does. And many people in government do. And look in California with SB 277 over the last couple of years where they said, you want to send your kids to public school? And I go, private school, too. You can't send your kids to private school. There's no religious exemption.
Right.
Does that not violate the First Amendment?
Richard Penn, the guy who introduced SB 277 in California, actually came out and said that those exact words publicly. We have, if your children are, the health of your children is our responsibility and our right.
Right. Where did that get interpreted in the Constitution? That's why people that interpret it that way shouldn't be in office, in my opinion. Vaccination is not immunization. It says fourth edition, but it's the 14th. Right?
Yes.
So if you go through so many iterations at this point, and you've got lots of folks that have given really important support to you over the years here.
And they're mostly medical doctors.
Yeah, and they're mostly MDs. That's
the thing. Here we are in the middle of, CD Center, capital of the world. All these medical doctors have all these beautiful mansions surrounding us. Did you see it on their way in?
Yeah.
But the thing, you know, many of my friends are medical doctors, both in America and in Asia, you know. And the thing is, at least half the medical doctors, they agree with me. They don't vaccinate their own children, mm-hmm. but they're not allowed to talk about it because it's career suicide.
Right. They will get Wakefielded. Wakefield's last
He's
name became a verb.
Yeah. Yeah.
They said, look, do you see what we did to him?
Yeah.
You want that to happen to you? You shut up about vaccines, right?
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. But I think the healthiest children I see, of course, are not vaccinated. And as a group, doctors of chiropractic, their kids, typically not vaccinated because they know better. They're healthy.
I'll say 50-50. I travel around the world lecturing to chiropractors, and I'll go with 50-50.
Okay. So, I guess the ones I hang out with are already aware of that. Mm-hmm. But you're right. There are some that have become medically oriented chiropractors.
Well, they roll over to family pressures just like a lot of regular people.
Yeah, peer pressure doesn't end when we're not a peer at the teenage years.
Precisely.
It happens professionally. It happens in government. You don't want to be the outlier, right? You don't want to be the weird one. We'll ostracize you. And I'm like, I don't give a flip. You're not messing with me or my kids. You can call me whatever name you want, but you ain't getting near me with those needles.
And that's the thing, Robert. All people have to do is to research this topic down one level from Yahoo News, from CNN News, from everyday, you know, sloganeering, media, down one level and look at the real science behind vaccines.
Yeah.
And that's what I've really done in this book. This book is 200 pages long. With 300 references, and they are mainstream medicine, mainstream science references. You cannot argue with this book. I am they.
Yeah. Yeah, you laid it down beautifully. The book is Vaccination is Not Immunization. Dr. Tim O'Shea, here at the Hearthlight event, you're going to be speaking, and are you going to be speaking on the vaccine issue?
Tomorrow,
okay.
Today I'm speaking on a cure for cancer, the natural cure for cancer.
Beautiful. All right, we may get into some discussion of that as well. As far as a website for you, for my listeners to find you, how will they find you?
At thedoctorwithin.com.
The Doctor Within?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're making sure we got that. Captain Morgan, you got that? The Doctor Within, and it's .com, yes?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, we're here because a lot of folks are interested in how to reverse cancer, how to prevent cancer, much less, in a natural way that doesn't involve chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about it today or tomorrow, whenever, is that something you provide, ideas and protocols and practical ways to do this?
That's exactly what I'm going to do today at 1 o'clock.
Okay. So tell me what it is that you're going to talk about. Preview, sneak preview for our global audience.
Okay. First, I'm going to go over a very basic physiological definition of what cancer is at the cellular level, so people will get, because people just have mantras and slogans about it. And then I'm going to talk about very briefly my training, and then very briefly what your chances are, or very briefly why chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery generally don't work,
mm-hmm.
from a physiological standpoint. And then I have a very simple detox, nutrition, holistic diet with a few supplements to have two objectives: to clear the tract and to clear the blood and to remove the toxins from every cell of the body.
Right. So detoxification is something that anybody, any doctor worth his weight in salt, as they say, will say we've got to start there. Now, it's not the end point, but dude, if you don't get the garbage out, what are you going to accomplish by putting some good things in at
Precisely.
That point, right?
And within that discussion, my opinion is we must start with the colon. The colon is the immune center, and the colon is completely neglected by mainstream medicine, and that's why for the last 30 years, colon cancer has remained the number three cancer. They just regard it as the body's sewer.
Yeah.
It is a vital center, the immune center of the body.
So if we talk about cleansing the colon, what kind of things do you advocate or suggest to folks that maybe a self-help scenario, and what are some things that might require assistance?
Good question. The first is stop adding to the stucco, the matrix stucco that is being layered upon your colon, expanding the original inside diameter from 2 inches to as much as 10 or 12 inches. Stop adding to it, number one. And then I was trained by Dr. Kim Shahani, so we flood the colon with very high-end probiotics. And number two, there is a supplement that we use called Expel. It's seven herbs. It's a very classical formula for chipping away the layers of debris within the colon. And it takes a couple months to do it completely.
And it's called Expel.
Yes, sir.
That's the appropriate name.
Yes,
I like
sir.
That. And so they can find that at thedoctorwithin.com
Under the chapter entitled Journey to the Center of Your Colon.
Journey to the Center of Your Colon. That's a Jules Verne title if there ever was one, right?
Yes.
Journey to the Center of Your Colon. And we want to clean it out. Journey to the Center of Your Colon. So, I've lectured at the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapy, right?
Uh-huh.
Colon therapists. They get it. They understand this concept.
Sure.
I think they're like, as I've said, the most valuable person in the community is the garbage man. And it's true with someone who can help you get rid of the garbage like you're talking about.
Absolutely. One of my teachers was Richard Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a real pioneer in the field of colon detox. He had clinics in Shasta and in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and his book is called Cleanse and Purify Thyself. And he's the guy who, I'm sure you heard of the concept of mucoid plaque.
Yes, yes.
And a lot of people don't believe that that exists, and there are stories. It's kind of dark humor.
Mm-hmm.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, no, I like entertaining. We gotta laugh a little bit when we're cleaning the colon, or else we're gonna cry. All right, we're talking with Dr. Tim O'Shea. His book, Vaccination is Not Immunization. You can find out more about him at The Doctor Within, thedoctorwithin.com, linked up in the show notes here at robertscottbell.com. We continue on from the Hearthlight event in Gainesville, Georgia. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am after this break. Can you stick around another segment? Would you mind?
Fine.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah, I bathed today. We're good. Right? All good.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You got Dr. Tim O'Shea, so glad to finally meet you here, and articles and things you've probably written on the website in addition to the book, lots of info available.
I have a newsletter that comes out every month, the first of every month, and also they're archived on my website, thedoctorwithin.com, under the cleverly titled button, newsletter archive.
I like it when you're very basic to the point. That's right. We can do that. So science of immunology. I've had Dr. Tatiana Obukanich on, others that have talked about, and there's immunologists saying, you know what, the antibody ain't all that. It isn't even necessary to prevent disease. Yet we've invested everything allopathically into this idea, it's like a sacred cow has become, it's the holy grail of immunology. But it's not. There's so many ways to prevent disease that have nothing to do with antibodies. And also, childhood so-called diseases we're now learning are critically necessary for immune development and prevention of immune diseases like cancer, autoimmunity, allergies, and everything.
Oh, yeah. We always knew that. And that's why traditionally before the rise of vaccines, well, first of all, I start out my vaccine lecture with a chart. If you were a kid growing up in the 50s, you got 4 vaccines. Period. If you were a child growing up in the 80s, you got 20 vaccines. By the 90s, our children were getting 40 vaccines, and today, an American child between age 0 and age 18 is getting 69 vaccines. So I travel around the world. I just did this lecture in Paris and in the UK last week. And other countries don't do what we do. We are the most vaccinated. We have the most vaccinated children in the history of the world. Other countries, most of them do maybe half of what we do, and they don't do it before 2 years old. And if you want to opt out in general, that there is no discussion. No one intimidates you.
Yeah.
It forces you.
Well, and because of the whole, let's say, attack or assault on the immune system that this really is, we're actually weakening our children. And I've heard that we have one of the highest rates of infant mortality in the developed world. And, in fact, the highest rate, I think, is in Mississippi, because they don't have exemptions or something.
That's
true. It's almost 99%, and it's the highest rate of mortality in all the 50 states.
That's right. I have the infant mortality statistics. The CIA website is actually the best source for those. They really keep track of those.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1997, we were number 22 in infant mortality.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, we were number 55 in infant mortality. Today, we are number 77 in infant mortality. That means there are 76 countries on Earth whose children stand a better chance of survival to age 2 than ours do. And most of those countries are third world.
Yeah.
So it's going up. That number is going up very fast. The higher the number, the more immune suppressed our children are.
Right. Yeah. No. This is a great disappointment to me in terms of I love America. It's my country of my birth. I'm very patriotic. But man, we have become the stupidest people on earth. I call us sheeple. We just follow whatever the doctor says, and it's like we're following them right to early graves.
That's right.
So what do we do? Are you based in the Atlanta area?
No.
Or where are you based?
I'm in Silicon Valley.
You're in Silicon Valley. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there. They have a lot of what they used to be called yuppies, I think. Right. I don't know what they're called now. But
techies,
right? Mm-hmm. Techies. The question is, have they become more open? Because I've seen media reports that are concerned about the people that are younger professionals, more skilled, more schooled, more college educated, are less likely to accept the vaccine schedule totally.
I've lived in California for more than 25 years, and I've lectured there most of that time. And lecturing to people these days, people to the crowds compared to how it used to be, I would say I look out into the crowd and it's like you're talking to a room full of people who just married their cousins. You know, people are getting, especially California, look what we just did. You're right. Mississippi and West Virginia, they traditionally have been the only two states that never even had a personal beliefs exemption because it never occurred to them. But now we are the only state since Nazi Germany
that is now
completely, we are literally forcing people to get vaccines. There is no more personal beliefs exemption. There is one small window, a very narrow window, which is now closing in the state of California, and that's the medical exemption. And they're under scrutiny now, and that is going to be closing soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the real tragedy. Here's the bad news of it. The vast majority of the population thinks all this is a good thing. The majority of the
that's
voters.
That's where we're living in the medical matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dr. Tim O'Shea, we're out of time here, but I'm so glad we connected. And I would encourage everybody to read Vaccination is Not Immunization. Go to thedoctorwithin.com, and I hope we can do a follow-up.
Absolutely.
Appreciate all your work, sir.
Same back at you. You're doing a fantastic job, Robert Scott
Bell. All right. Back after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. Or if lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the hearth light is flowing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show at the Hearth Light event in Gainesville, Georgia. And right now I'm going to introduce you to some, I don't know, have I had you on my radio show before, Dr. Neil Shulman? I feel like I know you well because I met you through my mom, and you're just a great guy and the energy you have. But have we done the radio together yet?
I don't think so.
I'm a bad boy. My mom has to punish me for this. This has been too long. Dr. Neil Shulman, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Those of you who don't know Dr. Shulman, you might have seen a movie years ago with Michael J. Fox called Doc Hollywood. And you wrote it, the screenplay, as well as the book and writing all that. How did this all come about?
I was treating patients in rural areas of Georgia. And I also was sneaking doctors down there to become real Doc Hollywoods.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, if you can practice medicine in an area where they really need a doctor,
mm-hmm.
it's very satisfying.
Doesn't it? It makes your heart happy.
Exactly.
I may have told you this off the air years ago, but my uncle was a medical doctor, and he told me when I was younger, before I went to Emory University even, because I always wanted to be a doctor, he says, don't be a doctor. He said, don't go into medicine. It's depressing. Everybody's trying to control you. There's bureaucrats. There's red tape. The government wants to own it. They don't want you to be a doctor anymore. And I thought, why are you, my uncle the doctor, telling me not to be a doctor? Now, years later, I would discover it after being doctored by doctors for so many years with allergies, everything. They didn't know what to do to heal me. And then I found homeopathy, and it changed my life around, and I became a different kind of doctor. But the idea of doctoring, is noble. It's really you're putting yourself out to help someone in need. But that's not what we have as a system in America anymore.
We need the highest priority not to be monetization. Because I don't know if you know this, but you can't take your money with you when you die.
Yeah, you can bury it with you, but you ain't taking it with you.
Right.
It's not going with you. That's right.
And I did know, though, I was at a funeral once where people were pouring money into a casket.
They were literally pouring money in the casket.
Oh, yeah. And I wrote a check and took all the cash out.
That's the way to go. I like this guy. He's smart. Very smart in that regard. Now, are you're still affiliated officially with Emory University, my alma mater? Yes, no?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit? But, I mean, I know that sometimes when you're in that level of a medical, also research institution, hospital, all of that, they don't often embrace things that don't make a lot of money. You know, when we talk about natural medicine, homeopathy, herbal medicine, going into the medicine of our ancestors, they're not patented, and therefore they're not controlled by a pharmaceutical industrial complex. How do you make peace with those worlds? Do they coincide? Do they cross?
Well, you know, a health institution has a diversity of people just like the rest of the world does. And there are people who, you know, at Emory, for instance, I have a friend who's a doctor who goes on all these medical missions and has done incredible things. Another went to Africa, met a child who needed heart surgery, brought him over, adopted that child, had his heart surgery done. Then he went to another country, child in Mexico with mental problems, adopted that child, brought him. We go to Christmas at their house every year, and he's got his own kids, and then he has all these kids he's adopted from around the world and saved their life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, just like in any culture, you know, you have people who are wonderful. We put on a humanitarian summit at Emory where anybody who did good things, mm-hmm. you can go to YouTube, Global Health and Humanitarian Summit.
Mm-hmm.
We had the richest man from Kuwait, a Muslim guy, who helped us with Katrina, sitting next to a Jewish guy who was going to Haiti doing the missions, next to a Christian guy going to Africa teaching teenagers to do C-sections. So
how do they all get along? That's not supposed to be possible.
Yeah, you know, they just cared about not what their race was, not what their religion was, not what their country of origin was, but just being a good person. And the past president of Emory helped the students organize this event, met with them. I will say that we do spend $1.3 trillion in the world on wars.
That's on wars, yeah.
That's what's spent, $1.3
right.
trillion.
We
and And that is important because, you know, we've got to kill people we don't know get awards for it.
Sure, of course.
Now, the people who decide that we're going to kill them, they are very safe.
Yeah. No, they're not sending their own kids typically either. I've said this in terms of statistics. In 2011, I think there was like $374 billion spent on prescription drugs, not considering OTC, prescription drugs in the United States of America. That's more than the defense budget of most nations on planet Earth. And they expect that number to rise closer to a trillion by maybe 2025. You think about also, you know, we talk about spending on wars, but look at what we're spending on poisons for people that don't have deficiencies in those poisons. You know, it's where there's a place for medicine in a short burst, get you out of a crisis and move you on. The profit is in the pill being permanent, like putting people on statin drugs forever, right? That's why they don't want to invest in new antibiotics, because it's only for a week or two and then they're done. But we have silver, and we can address all of those things with silver safely, the antimicrobials, without having to do that kind of investment. So we're dealing, as you've said so well, the business interest, the need to make money or the desire to make money, versus we already have so many solutions that cost pennies on that dollar, yet even our government institutions prohibit their entryway into the market because they're protecting those who have purchased them. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. There are some drugs that come out that absolutely save people's lives. There are other drugs that come out. The drug for Alzheimer's, there was a drug for Alzheimer's, which maybe delayed the onset of Alzheimer's by a month or two.
Yeah.
And it was hundreds of millions of dollars spent on it, and
right.
It was marketed heavily. Now, there are also non-traditional, non-drug therapies. There was a girl who was dying at a hospital in at DeKalb General Hospital in Atlanta. She was 23 years old, on a respirator, unconscious, spitting up blood, and the doctors wanted to pull the plug. Her disease was called sclerosing mediastinitis. Her brother-in-law did a search on the internet, found one person who did better on a very cheap generic drug that you couldn't patent. The doctors didn't want to try it. There were no studies done. There weren't any studies done because you couldn't make any money because it was a generic drug.
Yeah, why do the study? You're not going to profit off of that.
So I called the doctor at University of Washington who wrote the article. And she said, after I wrote it, the patient came off the drug, did worse, went back on it, did better. I told the doctors at DeKalb General. They said, okay, we'll try it. It's 10 years later. She's had a baby. She's totally cured.
Right. But are we now dealing with an issue of a controlled, centralized bureaucracy over the gateway to things that could help versus things that are profitable versus the concept of freedom? Of doctors to choose and of doctors who are different kind of doctors to coexist in a world that we have as Americans, much less people of the planet, the ability to say, you know what, I'm going to assess my thing and, you know what, I don't want chemotherapy. I don't want radiation. I think I would like to go a different way. And there are some studies here that show it, or even if there weren't. We have such a police state mentality on the control of access to healing, a lot of which isn't really healing, as you acknowledge, too. And I don't know if that's being discussed at a place like Emory. Right? Do we promote freedom, or is freedom too dangerous to those who profit off of control and monopoly?
Yeah. No, we do have freedom to discuss, you know, those issues at Emory, which I think is very positive. And I will say that we actually got a grant at one time for about $100,000 to try to help, starting with Parkinson's disease, to make the... Yeah, this was a $100,000 grant to try to create a website where we connect people who live longer with a disease, and they talk to each other, and we try to find out what they're doing in common.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't necessarily... the chairman of medicine at Harvard liked this idea. He called it aggregating outliers.
Okay.
So it wasn't
It didn't have to be a drug. It could be anything. And
we never hear about this happening.
Well, you know how you pay for this, if you do this. You pay for it by rich people who don't want to die.
There you go. Yeah.
And
they're willing to put that, dish it out, right, at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we should do is anybody listening to this should steal this idea, start a website, connect people who live longer with diseases all over the world, find out what they're doing in common by having statisticians analyze the data, and then sell this to Steve Jobs would have paid a lot of money.
Sure.
For this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We have, again, a system that's set up, if you will, against this kind of thing. You have been doing things from the inside to try and encourage this to happen. I mean, yet, as I say, the media doesn't tend to cover your kind of story. This is the kind of story I love covering, to put spotlights in these areas.
And there are good drugs that come out. They had at Emory a drug for hepatitis C. They had the drug for AIDS.
Yeah.
But there are other therapies. I know somebody at Morehouse Medical School. She wanted to go to Africa and see what they've done for generations and generations.
Yeah.
In these rural communities in Africa and see if they might be effective.
Sure, sure. We're going to take a break here. We're talking with Dr. Neil Shulman. He's over at Emory. You remember the movie was based on what he had written about, Doc Hollywood. And we've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. One more segment here.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolfe that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolfe, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping it up with Dr. Neil Shulman, and there's a couple of sites, at least two or three maybe you want to go to. One is Global Health and Humanitarian Summit on YouTube. You could find out about that. We talked briefly, right, about that, Global Health and Humanitarian Summit. Also, if you look up Who Knows Movie, W-H-O-N-K-N-O-W-S?
No.
Who knows?
N-O-S.
Okay, so we got to write it down. Who Knows Movie, N-O-S-E. And that's on YouTube as well. You'll see him. He plays, is that the one where you're playing a guy looking for a wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I married her afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have now a 10-year-old son. So I'm 71. My wife is 42. My son is 10.
Yeah.
He's out of diapers. I'm into diapers.
Okay, yes. Then I met your lovely wife and son as well. Also, you can look up Doc Neil the Banana Peel. Doc Neil the Banana Peel for your kids.
Google
it. Google Doc Neil the Banana Peel, N-E-I-L. Anyway, we're having fun with Dr. Neil Shulman. You know, also, you know, we've talked off the air at my mom's place about things that, you know, as a homeopath, as a renegade radio guy, because of my own health, I had to go outside the medical box to find answers and solutions. So when you bring up things like hepatitis C or Alzheimer's, you know, I'm working with people who are working with patients, sometimes my own, that are succeeding in dealing with this in a very inexpensive, cost-effective way, and not even utilizing any drugs. Like, for instance, some doctor, PhD researcher in England, who I met, Dr. Exley, is working with a silicon-rich water, and he's reversing Alzheimer's. He's pulling out the aluminum. It's fascinating how his great research, mainstream researcher. As far as hepatitis C, we look at the liver, my specialty, liver. That's where I started with liver congestion. We work homeopathically. We work with the silver hydrosol. Silver is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial. It stops viral replication. These things are being studied. It's not like there isn't peer-reviewed literature. In fact, my next book, 10-plus years I've been studying, I'm writing about all of what's going on with silver. Yet they threaten an economic imperative to have patented medicines, as we talk about. Even as we can say there are drugs that occasionally come down that are life-saving and we want them out there, but there's so many other things that might preclude the need for even those. That's the stuff that is, I don't think there's enough discussion happening with the allopathic medical field and this, even though there are good people like yourself and others that you know that would be open to it.
Yeah, I think that one of the problems is monetization. That's the biggest problem on the planet.
Yeah.
That we have, what, 1% of the people owning 50% of the country?
At least, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you can't take your money with you when you die. So everybody ends up having the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be nice if the $1.3 trillion spent on wars was giving kids food.
Well, I would agree with that wholeheartedly, and in real medicine and things. And the thing is, we have a political system that is so messed up, you can't, there's no left and right anymore in the mainstream of politics, because the one that's supposedly representing the left seems to be a bigger warmonger than who she might be replacing. So we don't have an easy, we got to go deeper than the sound bites, than the news, right? We got to talk to one another and go, you know, we can figure this out, why can't they? Maybe we should stop sending them so much money to spend on wars, for instance.
Absolutely. No, I think that disease, obviously, is horrendous. But how about the number of people who die in wars every year, where it is a stranger killing another stranger who could be their best friend if they just put down their weapon,
sure.
Found out what's your interest, what do you do, what are your hobbies, and maybe they'd be best friends.
Could it be done? Well, my mom grew up in Israel when it was Palestine, and it, she was, you know, they were at cafes with Arabs, and they all just ate and drank and talked, and they went to the market. You had economic intercourse, if you will, that, you know, discourse of that. It could happen, but it's humans interacting with humans.
But we wrote a book, The Oslo Accord, about God intervening in Israel. The Oslo Accord. It's on Amazon. It's about a doctor. Well, they come up.
We're almost out of time, by the way, Neil.
Oh,
I apologize.
Okay,
shall we just tell them to read it, the Oslo Accord?
Yeah, it's God intervening in Israel and Palestine.
Okay.
And you'll find out something where the Israelis, Palestinians get along great, and the rest of the world can get along great the same way.
But they want to control the people from above.
Well, oxytocin. When you breastfeed, it makes you
happy and loving. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So why not spray it around the globe?
All right. That's funny. All right, Dr. Neil Shulman, enjoyed seeing you again, my friend. So good to see you. Thanks for all the good work you're doing on the inside as well, trying to make a difference.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it. Remember, folks, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.